This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Stereotypes of male athletes often go along the lines of strong, dumb, macho. There's even a phrase for the type of chauvinistic attitude many believe runs rampant in sports. We've heard locker room behavior or locker room talk mentioned. Okay, too broad a brush for some perhaps, but it's not like there's a lack of supporting evidence here. I mean, just ask anyone who's heard about what happened with the Baylor University football program, the sexual assault scandal that's still reverberating in Waco and way beyond. There's a program that is making its way through East Texas right now, and it's aimed at redefining what it means to be a male athlete. And this is an effort to stop that sort of behavior before it actually starts. Pat McGann is Director of Strategy and Planning with Men Can Stop Rape. Pat, thanks for taking some time with The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So, male athletes in Smith County, you've been talking to them all week. What do these workshops look like? I mean, is it basically you lecturing them or not so much?
No, not lecturing at all. It's really a conversation. It's interactive. It's about really how they can be strong without being violent. And we connect that with healthy masculinity and believe that really athletes, high school athletes in particular, we were talking to, can be leaders really around this issue and be allies with groups like One in Three, which is the group that brought us here to Texas.
What does healthy masculinity mean? Could you explain that?
Yeah, for us, I think healthy masculinity is really connects with being your authentic self and kind of not feeling like you have to live up to those pressures and expectations that sometimes go along with what it means to be a man, and especially those pressures and expectations that are harmful in different ways. So,
like, I mean,
really
like, what
is it? Standing up for what you believe is right.
I mean, I love the wholesome idea, but athletes are used to hearing coaches and other people in positions of authority tell them, you got to do the right thing, guys, and they go out there and crush them.
Yep.
You know, there is that sort of ethos there. So when it gets down to brass tacks, do you think you're ever breaking through? I mean, are you hearing stories from some of these young people?
I think that's why it was so important to have the coaches there. It wasn't just the student athletes, but it was also their coaches. And really, they chose, we had the athletes who were leaders on their teams come, and they brought them. So it's really about creating a kind of team climate that really is the kind of climate that I think that fosters team and promotes that, but also kind of promotes something larger than that. It's really about strength of character as well. And I think coaches get that. I mean, that's the other side of the message, I think, that they consider important.
But coaches get it. But what I'm listening, I'm trying to hear, if I'm taking the role of the student who's sure. Very cynical. I think a lot of listeners are listening to you talking right now, wondering, how are you going to get through to me?
I think that's kind of what, and from our perspective, that's what we would call a dominant story of masculinity in terms of athletes, is that we think they're cynical. But if that's the only way, you could see them and that's the only way you approach them, then sure, that's going to be the case. But we believe that that's not the predominant number of athletes, that most of them aren't violent in that kind of way. And, how do you reach them and have them kind of work to create that kind of climate? So I think there's plenty of young men out there who recognize the value and importance of that strength of character and really kind of want that. And, I think we saw that yesterday in some of the responses. They were very participatory. I think in some of the interviews with media afterwards, they talked about how important it was for them and meaningful. So, I think it's about the kind of norms you want to create. It's about the messages you want to put out there. And I think the more normal you can make it, the more likely it is to happen.
But are you selling a story? In other words, all I'm saying is that I'm sure that a lot of boys probably have some stories of their own to share. Are you hearing any of those?
Well, I think yesterday, I mean, and this wasn't personal stories, but I think one of the things that we did was present them with situations or scenarios. It's like, what would you do in this situation, whether it's, in a locker room or, a young woman is being treated a certain way. And all of them kind of were figuring out, what can we do in this kind of circumstance? How can we intervene? Bystander intervention is a really popular thing now. I think men have the capacity and the desire to really be involved with this issue. I think healthy masculinity is the approach that registers with them, that resonates.
Pat McGann is Director of Strategy and Planning with Men Can Stop Rape. They've been holding sessions in Smith County this week. Pat, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you. I appreciate it.